Wow, are we ever happy to have you here. It's Mike and Kim Burge, and we're ready to share some good stuff with you. So settle in for a few minutes and get ready to enjoy.
In Valentine, Nebraska, the current of life flows with a purpose. It's a place where families spark joy and lifestyles are charged with adventure. Hunting, fishing, splashing in the lakes or at Merritt Dam. North Star Electric keeps that energy alive. North Star Electric in Valentine is looking for skilled electricians with a journeyman license or eager apprentices to join their vibrant community. Must have a valid driver's license. Go to mamnorthstar@gmail.com. Find out more about North Star Electric.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? There's no need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
I have something from Paul Harvey, the great Paul Harvey, who passed away in February of 2009.
Really? I didn't remember when he passed.
It's called Dirt Roads. What's mainly wrong with society today is that too many dirt roads have been paved. There's not a problem in America today, crime, drugs, education, divorce, delinquency, that wouldn't be remedied if we just had more dirt roads, because dirt roads give character. People that live at the end of the dirt roads learn early on in life that it's a bumpy ride, that it can jar you right down to your teeth sometimes, but it's worth it if at the end is home, a loving spouse, happy kids, and a dog. We wouldn't have near the trouble with our educational system if our kids got their exercise walking a dirt road with other kids from whom they learn how to get along. There was less crime in our streets before they were paved. Criminals didn't walk 2 dusty miles to rob or rape if they knew that they'd be welcomed by 5 barking dogs and a double-barreled shotgun. And there were no drive-by shootings. Our values were better when our roads were worse. People did not worship their cars more than their kids, and motorists were more courteous. They didn't tailgate by riding the bumper, or the guy in front would choke you with dust and bust your windshield with rocks. Dirt roads taught patience. Dirt roads were environmentally friendly. You didn't hop in your car for a quart of milk. You walked to the barn for your milk. For your mail, you walked to the mailbox. What if it rained and the dirt road got washed out? That was the best part. Then you stayed home and had some family time. Roasted marshmallows and popped popcorn and pony rode on daddy's shoulders and learned how to make prettier quilts than anybody else. At the end of dirt roads, you soon learn that bad words tasted like soap. Most paved roads lead to trouble. Dirt roads more likely lead to a fishing creek or a swimming hole. At the end of a dirt road, the only time we even locked our car was in August, because if we didn't, some neighbor would fill it with too much zucchini. At the end of a dirt road, there was always extra springtime income from when city dudes would get stuck. You'd have to hitch up a team and pull them out. Usually, you got a dollar. Always, you got a friend. At the end of a dirt road. And that was from Paul Harvey.
Ah, bless his heart. Here's one 21st century country girl. This is by Kathleen Visser. God didn't use sugar, spice, or pearl when he made this spitfire country girl. She thought boys were dumb. She would not chase, and none could beat her in a running race. Oh, those shopping trips to avoid disaster, Mom would let her pick out a new toy tractor. She couldn't stand pink and pretty dolls. She'd go outside and clean horse stalls. To heck with makeup and beauty shops, she'd ride with Gramps out to check the crops. In winter, no sitting at the sewing wheel, she'd ride through the fields on her snowmobile. She didn't primp and curl her hair with ribbons. She'd get out her 20-gauge and shoot clay pigeons. She didn't even own a pedal bicycle. In summer, she'd go cruising on her motorcycle. She made no time for a fashion show, but you sure couldn't keep her from a rodeo. With expensive jewelry, she would not adorn. She spent the money on 3 longhorns. She spent half as much time in the kitchen as she did in the barn manure pitching. Now, if she ever finds her real McCoy, she hopes he'll be some cute cowboy. 'Cause she won't look twice at no city, yep. He's got to have a horse and a pickup truck. Don't know why them boys don't ask her out, 'cause she sure is pretty, there's no doubt. She's no normal girl by the book. Ah, so what, guys? The girl can cook.
And who is that by?
That is by Kathleen Visser.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us today. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.